Welcome to the 401k podcast, where we explain everything business owners need to know to set up, run, and maximize your 401k savings. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Hey, Matt, what's happening, man?
Living the dream. How are you?
Yeah, never better. Never better, too, with all of this Secure 2.0 changes to 401k plans. If you're new to the show, you want to tune into the other episodes. We just did an episode on tax credits, new tax credits, which have blown me away. And if you don't have a 401k and there was ever incentive for you to open one for you and your employees, it is now. I mean, we were going through a case there where you could save, in addition to everything else, $50,000. So tune into that episode. We're going to cover today is the other changes. There was a lot of changes to the Secure 2.0 401k program. It was at the last minute. Matt and I have actually delayed because Matt has been trying to consume this stuff for so long. I mean, it basically hit us on January 1st.
Yeah, this is all as of January 1st, 2023. All the tax credits are hitting for 2023, and trying to figure out the formulas and figure out all these changes and how they're gonna work inside of a new 401k and how are they gonna implement these things. I've been talking to record keepers throughout the last couple months, just trying to figure out how are they gonna implement this from a tracking standpoint, which we'll get into today. So it's substantial.
Well, let's jump into it. We're going to talk about other changes to the Secure 2.0 Act.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's get into, I want to do this by year of implementation of the rollout. Now I have a bullet list here of different changes. And as these roll out, we will do episodes and dig into each one individually here. So obviously for 2023, we just finished up the tax credits, which please go back into that episode. Take a look at it. It is life-changing. We are doing net zero 401k plans on that. So the next one, rollout for 2023, increased RMDs. And pardon me, I'm just going to be shifting my eyes over to this large list here that we're going to talk about. But they're pushing back the RMDs, so required minimum distributions, to age 75 up until in the year 2033. So right now for 2022, it was 72 years old. Someone who had an IRA or a 401k, the IRS required you to start taking incremental distributions out of there starting at age 72. This year, now it's going up to 73, and it's going to change ultimately to age 75 by the year 2033. So that's just one. This is one that we are trying to figure out how this is going to be rolled out. It's the match or the non-elective contribution. The non-elective contribution is when the employer just gives a contribution to all participants, to all eligible participants, whether they put money in or not. Supposedly, they're going to be allowed to opt in for a Roth as the match. Prior to this, it's all pre-tax. And it's just a whole nother layer of tracking for these record keepers on which match is the Roth and which one is pre-tax. How is that going to roll out to the employer? We don't know yet. We have very large record keepers trying to look into this, and we're just waiting. But it's for 2023. It has been rolled out for 2023. Another thing is small gifts to incentivize the employees to participate. So a lot of times employers want the employees to participate for tax reasons. And now you can say, here's a $25 gift card to blank if you enroll. That wasn't allowed before to incentivize. Now you can. This is another one which we've talked about heavily, is deadlines, right? Of solo 401ks specifically, but all 401k plans. So the first year for a solo 401k, prior to this, the deadline was 12/31 for the employee portion. So that, well, for 2023, it's $22,500 as an employee of your own company. It was $12,23. Now, the first year of implementation of a solo 401k, the new deadline is the filing date, including extensions for both the employee and the employer contributions. So you can be pushed out all the way to September, October, depending on type of entity, with extensions
of the following year, just for listeners, not to interrupt you, Matt, but that it was, let's just use an example. It was December 31st, 2022. Now you can push that all the way out to September, October, 2023. So that really allows you to figure out what your profit margin, it really allows you to get a better look at your books and your, and 100%. What your tax consequence is going to be in order to make those changes. It's a huge thing as a business owner. I know for me, having that those extra months, you do have to be diligent because you can fall asleep at the wheel and forget that September comes up really quickly. Mm-hmm. But that's a huge thing, Matt, just having that flexibility to take a look at your books and make adjustments.
That's right. And again, this is for 2023. So we don't need to, that's the extensions are for 2024.
I was just using the example to say exactly that it was this 10 months forward. So for 2023, it would be December 31st, 2023. But you're, that was the old type of deadline. Now you're going to be able to roll it all the way into September, October, 2024. I'm saying September, October, because I think, Matt, the deadline is to be exact October, but you do not want to wait to even start this process because the stuff that you have to do on the 401k side, of which I learned working with you,
takes time.
Is not instant.
Yeah.
And you can't do it overnight. So you got to plan ahead. You want to have that stuff in September.
Exactly.
I just wanted everybody to understand this. This is 10 months of extra buffer.
Exactly. And that's the first year. That's always the last week of the year is always the busiest for us with solo 401ks because they're trying to figure out the income planning for the previous year and so on and so forth. So this helps and alleviates some pressure on that for the first year of a solo 401k. So that's big. So that's for 2023. And I am focusing on business owner related changes. There is a whole slew of changes on an individual scale too. So if you're the employee of a company, there's a lot more changes on that too, but I'm not going to touch on that for the purposes of our podcast. So now let's move into 2024 changes. This is huge, and I cannot wait to get more information on this. Allowing matching contributions on student loans. So if a employee of yours is prioritizing paying off their student loans versus saving for retirement, which is totally fine, the owner can do a match into their 401k for them. So they don't have to participate into the plan. They can use the student loan and then they'll track that and put the quote unquote, the match into their
401k. The payment of the student loan on a monthly basis qualifies as a 401 quote unquote contribution, of which the employer can match, which now allows that employee to get a 401k savings when they are prioritizing their student loan, of which is deterring them or giving the inability to actually save. That's a huge thing.
That's huge. Yeah, that's big. I can't wait to learn more about that. That's not until 2024, so we have not prioritized digging into it yet. But here's another one. This is the Senate actually added this part into it. Linking an emergency savings account up to $2,500 into a plan. So this would be like pre-tax contributions if you want to put that into emergency savings account inside of the actual 401k. This is another big one. Converting a simple IRA mid-year to a 401k. So prior, you could never have two different kinds of plans in the same calendar year. So you couldn't switch a simple to a 401k. You had to wait till January 1st of the next year to move it over. So being able to pivot mid-year and switch for various reasons to be able to do that mid-year, that is very beneficial. That's always been a problem with people we've spoken to because they've always needed to make the change, but they never did it in time. They always missed the deadlines for the prior year, and now we don't have to worry about that. So that's phenomenal. There's something new coming also in 2024. This is something we've actually been doing for a long time. It's called a payroll deducted IRA, and we call it like a placeholder for businesses who aren't quite ready to do a match. They don't want to pay any administration costs. It's more of Yeah, we have a retirement plan in place, and basically you're just withholding their contributions for them through payroll and submitting it to the investment company. Now they're going to deem this called a starter 401k plan. It's a bunch of individual IRAs. There is no match. There is no administration costs. It's just a turnkey quick thing to allow employees to participate in through payroll deduction, because there's a psychological barrier when you're saving, when it comes out of your checking account versus, you know, out of your paycheck. It feels like a bill for some folks. So that's coming in 2024. Increased forced rollover. So this is something interesting. So if you had an employee that left your company and they had a balance of less than $5,000, we could do a forced rollout every year, meaning we could force them and we'd roll it over into a designated custodian. And that was at the $5,000 level. If the employee had more than $5,000 in the account, then they had to wait. And we had to try to contact them. And the reason why you'd want to do these is, as an employer, you're paying, you know, per participant fees potentially, and this is going to help save. And it bumps up to $7,000 now from $5,000. So basically, the forced rollover limit is increased now, and we can get that out a little bit easier now for folks. Expanded hardship rules. This is pretty big too. So they're expanding it to, you know, prior to 2023. Four, it was, you know, buying your first home, different rules where it was, they're waiving that 10% early termination penalty from the IRS. You still have to pay the taxes, but if you were to withdraw money out of your any qualified, it was 10% plus taxes you owed. These are just ways to waive the 10% extra on there that they add, but they're expanding it to domestic abuse. But they're also adding a $1,000 annual, quote unquote, unforeseeable or immediate financial needs. So they're kind of like making a general financial scenario for folks. And that is $1,000 per year that they could do that. So that's expanded a need if they get into a financial hardship. And then 2025, there's more year, you know, all the way out to 2027. But for the employer side of things, all 401k plans have to be auto-enroll. They have to be auto-enroll. So prior, we could choose. The IRS is incentivizing you for that $500 extra auto-enroll that we talked about before. Tax credit, meaning employees have to opt out instead of opt in. It sounds like you're still going to get a tax credit for it in 2025, but they're going to make all 401k plans be auto-enroll, which is absolutely fine. It's just a little bit more communication you have to have with your employees. Reducing the eligibility to 2 years for part-time employees. So Secure 1.0 expanded eligibility for 401ks to part-time employees. So 1,000 hours or more per year is full-time. 500 to 1,000 is considered part-time. Secure 1.0 had it to where they had to be 500 hours or more consecutively for 3 years, and they're simply shortening that to 2 years. Now, you can do different rules inside of that. However, meaning you don't have to offer the match. You can have a little bit more leeway on the eligibility requirements, meaning they can be a little bit older, or they have to be with the company for a certain amount of time, things like that. But now it's just 2 years, and they have to be allowed to opt in even with their own contributions. The testing is done differently too. The annual testing is done differently. So if you had safe harbor for full-time, but not safe harbor for part-time, things like that. So, which is funny because the 2 year mark just went into, or the 3 year mark just went into effect last year for Secure 1.0. And now they change it again for 2025. So that's something that we don't have to worry about right now, but that is coming in a few years. This one is bizarre. It's the new catch-up contributions. And you'll know what I'm saying here in a minute. So right now, $7,500 is a catch-up contribution for anyone who's over 50 years old. It's going to go up to $10,000. This is for the year 2025. So it's $10,000, or basically 150% of whatever the catch-up is at that time, in case they change it. For ages 60 to 63, only. So for those 3 or 4 years, I guess, it's 60 to 63 is that extra, well, right now, $2,500 catch up. And it seems like it has to go into the Roth option. So that's a whole nother level of tracking on the record keeper side of things.
That's
so
complicated. And it sounds like somebody lobbied for something, but it's interesting. And I guess as you look ahead and move through, or maybe you're already near that age, you can get some advantage there, but yeah.
Bizarre. But that's the last one I wanted to bring up today. We will dig into these a lot more once we learn more. And as they release more information, think of it this way. They just have these blanket comments that are pushed out on the 11th hour of 2022. And now it's, okay, how do we do it? So that's kind of what we're waiting on a lot of these things.
Well, thanks for bringing us up to date. I know there's more, and we'll, as these things come into effect and as we learn more, we'll drop more episodes and bring everybody up to date. For listeners, check out the link in the show notes. We've got a website with calculators where you can figure out how much you can save. If you're just listening to this and you don't have a 401k, there has never been, and Matt and I don't work for the government. Government just provided this. There has never been a more incentive than I've ever seen in the 401k program to open a new 401k for yourself and your employees. The savings are incredible. Go back, listen to that tax credit episode that Matt and I did. And check out the link in the show notes and you can get more information. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Matt, thanks a lot for this update, man.
Yep. Talk soon, Brandon.
Bye, everyone.